Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sharon Winterbore and we're going to be talking about T-Bone Days. Good morning to you, Sharon.
Good morning.
Actually, T-Bone Days, the Operation T-Bone has already started here on Friday night because you kicked off with some entertainment at 5 o'clock. But tomorrow, Saturday, is packed, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, going till midnight. And let's zero in first on your responsibility, what you've really been working on, Sharon.
Okay, I don't even know if I have a title, but I am in charge of the stage entertainment during the course of the late morning and after the parade on Saturday.
And that all takes place in City Park. You have a wonderful stage, wonderful gazebo there in the center of the park.
Yes, we do. And we've got it all electrical and sound, installed now, and so that'll make it much easier to set up our sound systems and stuff. So,
oh, you bet. That's a real plus.
Big improvement. Keeps the sun off the entertainers.
And like you say, all ready to plug in. That's a big thing.
When,
yes. So what's the variety, Sharon?
We start at 11:30, from 11:30 to 12:30. We have John Richardson coming to play from Coon Rapids. And he actually is a member of a band, but he is coming solo this time, and he's going to entertain us for that hour, which is kind of over the lunch hour. So while you're having some food from our T-Bone Association, you can sit down and enjoy what he offers as far as entertainment. And then the parade starts at 1 o'clock, and as soon as that parade is over, we start more entertainment with local artists and community organizations participating. It's mostly a musical entertainment, but our community theater is offering some readings.
Kind of to balance off the music. It's nice to have a little bit of change, but we enjoy different kinds of music,
exactly.
too.
Exactly, and we have from school-age children's up to seniors participating this year. For instance, we have Steve Miller and Blaine Kirkhoff.
I always think of them as sort of middle-agers.
Yes,
I don't know if they'd say that or not, but that's kind of where I put them.
Yes, they are, but both are known in our community and both have excellent voices. And then we have students, high school students, Melissa Dice and Kyle Polson. And then we have elementary and middle school, the Zeiger sisters. So that's, awesome. And we also have a very senior from Irwin, who has a beautiful voice, and she's also going to sing, Betty Smith. So we have an hour and a half of musical entertainment in addition to what our community theater readings that are going to be done. So I think that, it's kind of a, different types of music as well as different entertainers.
You bet. Nice variety to have all ages and some change from the music, but music is, and each of those persons are so unique, so it's not like you're hearing the same kind of music all afternoon.
Exactly. Because we have country western, we have like old time rock and roll, and the senior lady, she is very into church music. So she says, if you don't care, that's what I'd like to sing.
Well,
I said, nope, that would be wonderful.
Many people will enjoy that and appreciate it. You bet.
And since our audience is all different ages, everybody's going to have something they really enjoy.
You bet. And one of the neat things about a festival, this Operation T-Bone, is that you can come and go. If you can't be there all day, it's a long day if you're there all day.
That's true.
And I'm not sure you could see it all in one day, even if you were there all day. But come and go and fit that into your schedule. And, of course, music is just one of the things. You mentioned lunch, but there's food. Other kinds of food also.
Yes, we have food vendors there. Two Palms Grilling is going to be doing stuff. The T-Bone Association is having a steak sandwich feed, and there's also a cooking contest for beef that some of the people get to enjoy tasting and having a sample of, and that happens after the stage entertainment.
Okay.
So that's something else that...
So whether you're interested in starting with breakfast, because I see there is breakfast,
yep,
at Memorial Building, or you want lunch, or you want a snack, or you want your evening meal, it's all there.
It's all there.
Talk just a little more about the parade. I think you have two parades.
We have two parades. We have at 10:30, we have a children's parade, which is definitely a shorter route than the afternoon parade because their little legs can't travel quite so far. And that's, you know, it's bring your bike, bring your stroller, bring your skates, you know, make yourself a costume and participate in that. And then at 1 o'clock, our big parade starts with, antique autos, antique machinery, horse-drawn units. We have a junior and senior division, et cetera.
I'll bet there's going to be some tractors in your parade because I see you also have a tractor display.
Yes, that's very correct. And it's pretty awesome to watch all these old tractors still working. And you think, oh, I drove one of those on the farm when.
It brings back lots of memories,
yes,
for sure.
It does.
Yes. And there's crafts. There's all kinds of vendors. I like that one that's called Junkin', you know.
Junkin',
that's sort of
into
all of that sort of thing now. And so all of these things we've talked about are in the park or around the park, but I also noticed that there are a couple of things at the armory, so people may want to stop off there too.
Correct. They're having an open house at the armory because they've done a lot of restoration there, as well as they want to, you know, our National Guard wants to kind of show off its equipment, and they have been very generous in the last couple of years in participating downtown. Like they're going to have downtown they're displaying their static guard display, which I'm not sure what that is, but I will find out.
You
on
bet. Yes.
That will be in the city park, but they're having, like I said, the open house down at the armory itself.
Yes.
So please stop in and see what our men in uniform are offering our community.
And mentioning special displays, and I don't know if you know what this is about, but I see there's a special display at the library.
Yes, there is. It's at our the
Cultural Center.
Which is
just a part
off of the park. It's not actually in the library itself. And every year they have a different display of I shouldn't say something. We've had doll displays. We've had toy displays. We've had art displays, et cetera. So, and I'm not sure of the display this year because I haven't been involved with that this year.
And that's fine. And that's part of the positive, a part of the joy of this. One person couldn't possibly do all of this.
No.
And so all of you kind of doing your own part, you know, you have to kind of organize the whole, but then everybody does their part.
Yes, our chamber secretary has been awesome in tying together, you know, all these volunteers with our T-Bone Association, who kind of sponsors the whole event. And so Barb Smith is an awesome person to recruit those volunteers, et cetera, and she's done a fabulous job, and we all do our little part, and we have a successful celebration.
You bet. Now, you mentioned that this is basically sponsored by the T-Bone Association. Sometimes when we think about, you know, all of these things going on, perhaps we forget that there's a long history of why this is all going on.
That's true. It has to do way back with the cattle industry and the shipping of those cattle to Chicago or wherever for auction. And so we celebrate Albert when we have Albert in our Albert the Bull Park. And that's where our Friday night festivities are happening at Albert the Bull Park. So that is...
lots of things going on in Audubon. And if you haven't been there for a while, this would be a good time to come and see Albert the Bull, to see the park, because the park is beautiful, and you have the John James Audubon statue there.
Yes, we do.
And the Cultural Center. It just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So folks need to come and participate whatever time they can of the day between 7 and Midnight.
Midnight, correct. That does make for a long day.
You bet.
You can participate however, you know, if there's something for the kids, there's something for the adults, there's something for the seniors. I mean, you name it, that's available.
You bet. So it's an exciting time, and we want to thank you, Sharon, for visiting with us, and also thank you for the work you do to put all of this together, too.
Well, thank you. And again, invite everyone to participate and participate in our parade. We have a good neighbor section in our prize category, so
great.
Come and join us.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Sharon. And until next time, here's the thought. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight.